In 1990, Paul Gascoigne had the world at his talented feet. Feted globally after his performances at Italian 90, he returned home to Gazzamania, the darling of a nation. Yet in autumn 1998, he stood on a train platform contemplating suicide, a victim of mental torment and unfulfilled potential. After 1990, trying to cope with the double-edged sword of celebrity, other addictions came to the surface. Paul's marriage to Cheryl provided some relief from the demons that were plaguing him, but the marriage collapsed when his drinking led to domestic violence. Gaz's coping mechanism was to keep busy. He worked and trained incredibly hard, but also hated being alone, and would constantly phone people in search of company, day and night.